we are really trying to coax people out of their shell here in Australia. People are scared of a bully government and a country that's very rapidly turning into a blanket police state, medical dictatorship. And it seems like we make two steps forward in regards to exposing things that are going on in Australia, which is a bubble. Most of the world would be horrified if they could see what's going on here. You know, we're locked in on this island that was
big island.
And, you know, we want people to speak up, and they're scared. You know, it's a smaller population than the US. It's not as rogue here, but it's happening. People are coming out of their shells, and they're starting to talk and join up with other people. And you know, that's why I wanted to do that. And I think, you know, and I told people they can use a pen name, make up a name, do regular articles if you want, like a Tribune, Jim, you know. You know, it's what John Rappaport does so well. He said that on this podcast many times, that he's been doing it over 40 years and he knows what the system's like, and the newspapers and the mainstream media in America. So that's a man who's gone his own way. And pumps those articles out. Seems to be doing one or two a day through that website that is so popular.
That's amazing what he does.
So I don't know how he does it. For me to sit down and write an article, I've done some, and I'm trying to do some more. But you guys who write books and articles like that, to have that frame of mind or that mindset to be able to because you did mention that, Jim, on another podcast, a lot of Natural News and stuff, they put out good articles, but some of them take articles that are already written and kind of redo them. But John's writing his own articles about the system around us, and they're so unique and so well written and pumped out so fast.
Well, he was a professional journalist working for the mainstream at one time.
Yeah,
I believe, and then he got tired of, kissing ass and all that, and he decided to write about the truth and stick with it, you know.
That's how journalists should be. That's how I expect to go down and get the morning paper and read stuff like John Rappaport's pumping out, but it's just.
Well, they pretend like they are writing like John Rappaport.
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah.
You know, they tell us that, you know, everybody thinks that journalism is going to protect them and going to reveal the unethical stuff, but it's a market.
Mainstream media in Australia pushing, as I've said, drugs and vaccines onto our children like pharmaceutical reps on steroids, you know, and and attacking families and want to think for themselves and protect their children from medical assault. Because when you take your child down to the medical center and a doctor gives them a flu shot or a jab or starts their round of vaccines, that's assault with a deadly weapon, in my view. That's an assault. You can call. I think you should be able to call the police on that doctor.
Well, but they not only use it as an assault; they use it as a test to see what your response will be. It's a way of politically monitoring you. If you rebel against that, then they know that you're awake. You know.
They do, it's just I look at the media, newspapers, and what these columnists in Australia work for, Rupert Murdoch's News Corp are writing, and they're trolls. But I kind of read it and I think, God, weren't these people aren't they supposed to be on the side of the community, you know? And they're such backstabbers, Jim. You know, they're backstabbed. Because I predicted all of this in 2013, right through. And right up till now, everything that's happening in this country, I knew it was all going to happen. And the health freedom movement's becoming so big in this country that it's starting to get out of hand. And the government here are now panicking. So now what they're saying on TV the other night, Health Minister Greg Hunt, he's the, Australia's health minister. He's actually going to try and contact admins, I would guess, from what he was saying in some of the big anti-vaccination pages on Facebook, and just politely tell them if they can censor out followers' comments in regards to spreading anti-vaccination propaganda as he sees it. So it's like, you know, that's how desperate they're getting. They can't control in Australia. The groups are blowing out of control, and there's so many people getting information, and they're scared now because all this information is getting out to mums and dads, and now they're questioning vaccines or what may be it. But and now, so that's what they're really worried about. So they think they're going to be able to go in. Actually, Jim, what was it? It was with Alona Lahn. With her natural immunity community she's creating in Australia. I did a podcast last week with her. She got on Channel 7 in Australia and some media outlets, and I went on to the Channel 7 Facebook page, and there was a clown in there pushing the whole polio thing, that if kids aren't vaccinated, then soon all the schools and classrooms are going to be filled with polio. And all I did was post the, a piece from what you wrote, from a website. And I also tried to post your direct, I tried the havawa.org, isn't it?
/polio.
For your book. And then I tried the Amazon, just direct link for your polio DDT book. And all those my comments got marked as spam
by the owner of the Facebook page.
I don't know. Yeah, Weston A. Price Foundation article on polio on DDT from you, and I just left a heading there and said, look, you know, get back to me on this. Read this, you know, and it got marked as spam. Huh. It let me comment in a way, but it wouldn't let me put up the polio information.
So what Facebook page is this?
It was on a Channel 7 news, you know, just a Channel 7 news in Australia.
Yeah.
And then twice yesterday, commenting on a friend's Facebook page to leave an article there, and someone else's, I got marked as spam again.
That's weird.
Yeah, so
because that's your friend's
now.
That's your friend's page. So.
Yeah. Now, exactly. He we're actually connected on Facebook.
So it looks like Facebook is trying to get you marked.
I think the Australian government are in there now, and they're trying to smother out information coming from bigger sources, which is what I'm doing there.
Okay, let me ask you a question about Facebook or the web in general. If you go on the web and start browsing around, do you mainly just get anything from anywhere in the world? Like, do you get like United States? If you do a search on Google, do you end up getting American pages?
Yeah, generally.
I mean, mostly you would just see American stuff because it's the Americans that are doing most of the content generation, right?
Right. Yeah, I put a lot of stories from the U.S. up. In regards to vaccines, that's why I'm trying to get some more stuff. I'm trying to coax people out.
So you see the same thing I see when I go on the web then. Is that what you're saying? Like,
yeah. I mean.
Because most of
unless I'm looking specifically for something if I'm looking for something here.
Yeah. Specific. That's funny.
You know that. Yeah. Yeah. It's very creepy here. I mean, supposedly the Australian government keep our webs, what we search for on the internet, for 2 years. Data laws and all this. A lot of, anti-terrorism laws were brought in here.
Right.
Since 9/11, that most of the population here aren't aware of.
Right.
So that's the problem. I think that, if you're doing alternative media in the United States, you just take a ticket and get in line.
Yeah.
There's not many of us doing this in Australia. It's quite new. Unbelievably, it's pretty new. And the government don't like the amount of information that's been shared on Australian anti-vaccination Facebook pages that's coming from the United States.
Yeah, well, they ban people who try to visit Australia from the United States if they're anti-vaccine.
That's right.
They won't give them a visa. you know.
They won't give them a visa.
That's what I'm hearing.
Huckenlively was the last one.
Yeah, like the guy who writes the Bolin report.
Yeah. Well, well, yeah, Dr. Sherry,
right?
Got threatened here. But they won't let him in now.
Yeah.
That's coming directly from the top.
And then Dr. Tenpenny, she got stopped dead in her tracks when she did her tour.
Right. Well, she was threatened.
Right.
She was threatened. So like the some of the vaxxed team were threatened as well, pretty seriously.
Yeah.
The Bolin report, Tim Bolin, who's we follow each other as well, and we share the story. So he's really good, and he goes after the skeptics as well, the Skeptic Society. So there was a skeptic attack on Del Bigtree. Did you get that story?
Yeah, I heard about it.
It's all tied up with James Randi.
Uh-huh, right.
So he's good, Bolin. He goes after them. So evidently there was a pretty serious attack on vax producer Del Bigtree. He talks here in North America about the Skeptic Organization. And that's what happened to these people and Sherry Tenpenny.
Right. Well, I always thought you people were the rebels, but it looks like it doesn't sound like that.
Well, we kind of are. Just give it time because it's boiling over.
Yeah.
I guess the
rebels have to be informed.
That's right.
Right now, you have a lot of badly informed rebels.
We do. Well, John Rappaport went through that on one of our talks on the podcast, and he said that, you know, if you think about it, Australia is a perfect testing case, you know. It's a modern country. It has a small population, a large land mass. The people, have been largely heavily brainwashed and controlled. And, you know, it's a good place to test things here before they get rolled out elsewhere. You know, yeah. We've always been a testing case in this country. That's what we are. New Zealand too. But Australia is a big testing case. This whole vaccination program started in 2013 to get it rolled out. No jab, you know, no play for children. And it's just rolled on from there and it's got so big. But they rolled that model out to Italy and other countries as well because I think they assumed it worked there. So as we talked about last week on the show, it has to stop here.
Right.
So it's getting so overwhelming here, Jim, that you're starting to see massive pushback and fight back. So it's quite incredible. I've not seen it before. So it's definitely a country to watch because I think the whole forced, vaccination issue is going to be blown wide open here because it's starting to get heavily into discrimination and tearing families and communities apart. And some of the ladies who are working in the movement doing all sorts of things are being bullied and manipulated by thugs and harassed. And this is now all coming out.
Great.
Like these guys that harassed Del Bigtree. They were getting away with this for a few years ago in Australia. Like I said with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you know, they just ganged up on this woman and kept her out. But now you're getting mass exposure and of these thugs who are all tied up with the skeptics. We have the Friends in Science and Medicine in Australia. That was the big article that John mentioned on InfoWars. That was from Your Health, Your Choice. The Australian skeptics are working with the Greens, Jim, and Di Natale is the Greens leader in Australia. He's a pathetic joke, and we're hoping that we can really put the Greens back in their little box. But they are attacking traditional remedies and natural medicines.
So you know, they call themselves
chiropractors, and I've talked about this before.
They call themselves the Greens,
the Green Party in Australia. They've always had a lot of power here, but now we know they're working behind our backs. They're supporting the draconian vaccination laws, and they're also now been exposed siding with the skeptics. And these are the friends in science and medicine who have been lobbing the government, attacking our health freedoms in regards to being able to choose traditional remedies. Huh. And, you know, Chinese medicines, herbs, homeopathy, naturopath, whatever it may be that you want to see, even going and buying, supplements. Or whatever, they want all this. Either they're attacking chiropractors, and all of this, and they've got away with murder up until now. It's quite disgusting, actually, to the point where some of the newspapers were even attacking yoga. I mean, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
So for the science skeptics and the Greens, and these mongrels who are in our government, they really want all alternative therapies and natural medicine and practitioners and all of this wiped off the table, and they want to put solely in its place big pharma drugs and vaccines.
But
you guys won
a victory though in that area.
Did so they got voted down.
Right, the bad guys got voted down.
They got voted down. Yeah, they were pushing very hard.
Right.
I don't know how
that got accomplished. I'm really surprised.
Amazing. I'll read it here. It says the Minister for Rural Health, Senator Bridget McKenzie, told the leader of the Greens that he thinks it is offensive and disrespectful to those who practice traditional medicine. For some, particularly those using Chinese medicine, the history of practicing in that traditional medicine and paradigm goes back thousands of years. It's been extremely refined, practiced, and documented, and in many cases incorporated into mainstream medicine. So a statement required by the Australian government that the indication is not in accordance with modern medical knowledge and that there is no scientific evidence will be seen as arrogant and insensitive to those practicing and using traditional Chinese medicines. This is what the senator said. So as John Rappaport said, boom. So they were trying to, basically humiliate people who practice traditional medicines and Chinese medicines. But I think these people have a lot of balls, Jim, going after Chinese medicine. It's been around a long time, you know, and we have a lot of it in Australia. And I think more than half of Australians use these kinds of therapies and buy supplements and everything, so it's not going to stand here. It's just too popular.
So they
got exposed. Yeah,
that's good. So they've made a major gaffe, and it reveals and puts a lot more people on your side.
They've tried to go for too much.
Right, they bit off too
much. The vaccine thing's kind of another issue, but they've gone after these traditional medicines, and many people use these medicines for different reasons, you know. As I said, you know, we used a chiropractor. People use them. They use Chinese medicine. They buy supplements and vitamins or herbal supplements. It doesn't matter what people think. That's their right to buy them and use them. So, and see a homeopath or a naturopath and. You know, so that was really great. So that's all been protected now, and the Greens and their skeptic buddies can crawl back under their rock where they come from. And because the Greens side with the skeptics and the skeptics side with a group called SAVIN, which is Stop the Australian Anti-Vaccination Movement or something, and these people are domestic terrorists and they're thugs and they're criminals. And these are the ones behind attacking and stopping US speakers from coming to Australia to just talk. And as I said many times, Jim, the threats against Dr. Shira Tenpenny were so serious, FBI got involved in the United States because they did threaten to do some very horrific things to her if she came here.
I thought they also got the various venues to cancel her because they became afraid.
They did, but she pulled out anyway. We had David Avocado Wolf. You know this guy?
No.
David Wolf. He's a big, he's massive. He's from the US. He does, he's a nutritional health guy. Food, he pushes, and he's toured here before and had great tours. But since the vaccination thing started, they didn't want him here the last tour that he did. He's very extremely popular here and seems like a very nice guy. But he's got involved recently with the Vaxxed movie and he's become very against vaccines. So he's been speaking up against it and they pinpointed him for that. And so unbelievably, I don't have it in front of me, Jim, but just going back, for example, they followed him around Australia and they were very suspicious of any events that he did. And so he knew this, so he said he's going to go harder.
Good.
And talk about vaccines more. But he has these raw cacao parties, you know, the raw chocolate bean parties.
Okay. Because he's a chef, right?
Yeah, he's on – he does a lot of those ads on the info commercial ads where they have those Nutribullet things, you know, where you blender things. Yeah, so he does. He's very popular. And it was very funny because he was going to have a raw cacao dance party in the middle of the day in Sydney. And they hired out the venue and not far from where I am. And it's basically a dance party where people go and they learn about cacao.
Right.
Talk about the chocolate bean and hail the chocolate bean, Jim. And right. They buy different products and cakes and learn about that. And they actually had it shut down. These trolls, whoever they are, they got a lot of pull. They forced the government to act and then the council acted and they pulled the event. Huh. And the reason they pulled his event is they were so paranoid that he was going to talk about vaccines. Huh. Anti-vaccination information, which he probably wouldn't have done anyway because it's actually a dance party. So it shows you how absolutely paranoid this government in Australia is.
Wow.
From anybody even mentioning it. They don't even want you to mention it. It's just you've got a zipper on your mouth, you shut up. Yeah. That's why I said they're going in the Facebook groups now to ask the admins to just basically can anybody talking about it. Huh. So I think they're actually, as I said before, they're now censoring certain information. So, but, you know, it's only pushed more people our way and made more people suspicious. Because you go onto the newspapers and they're glorifying that these people have been banned and their visas been cancelled. But you've got followers of the newspapers that are pro-vaxxers saying, well, if vaccines are so good and effective and good for our children and we need them and they work and they're safe, then why aren't these people allowed to come in and talk? The problem we have here now is you've got health ministers in Australia, national health ministers up there on television almost every night pushing the whole vaccination mantra because they're cult members, but they're actually saying that they're safe and they're effective. And they're not safe, and they're not effective, and they're not backing up with this, and so they're going to be forced soon to have to explain.
Well, I think there's going to be more and more epidemics in the future. Disease is going to expand, and people's health is going to go down the tubes because of the increasing use of wireless. And 5G networks and the expanding exposure to the industrial stressors, you know, that cause disease. And they need to have scapegoats, you know, like germs and genes and all that. And, so they're desperate to make sure that you believe. And these vaccines are part of that belief program, you know.
It's kind of another side to it. Like we, you know... this great lady, Ilona Lahn, who I spoke to on last week's podcast, she's getting communities together where they're stepped because they've been so vindicated and harassed by the government and the media, and the Australian people have been conquered. They've had a sledgehammer put over their head of propaganda. And so if you don't vaccinate, you're evil and all this rubbish.
Right.
Because they read the newspapers, this whole silly game going on.
The herd immunity. Biden, yeah.
Divine and conquer the herd immunity. And if your child's not vaccinated, then it's a threat to my fully vaccinated child and all this. And it goes on and on. So they've stepped aside and they're creating the healthy immunity communities with their own childcare, co-ops, food co-ops, food sharing, clothes sharing, communities.
Right.
It's a way for the community to pull together. And that's that also went all around the world. And John Rappaport picked it up. Many big US sites picked it up because it's a real great change in Australia, because that's what we've always been about here, community.
Huh.
And this is what they're doing. And so she's come up with an idea that's going to spread all around Australia. And she hasn't found one pro-vaccination person that's against it. They're all wanting to get involved. So we're finding out that all this vaccination propaganda is coming solely from the government and the media and their troll Klingons. They've got this army of trolls they use.
So you're saying that a lot of pro-vaccine people are not that bad.
No. They're made out to be bad by the media.
These are you're saying a lot of pro-vaccine people are not that bad.
No, but if you read the papers, you'd think they were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it turns out when you go onto these newspapers, they're trolls.
Right, right.
Troll could have many, many profiles.
Right. So they're trying to create a war between the anti-vax.
They're splitting communities.
And by having a war, they can avoid having a reasonable conversation about it.
That's right. And don't get me wrong, there's many extremely arrogant people to the point where they'll pick up the papers and they'll read it and they'll believe it.
Right.
And then, you've got a situation, for example, where a mother doesn't want to vaccinate the child and the father's reading the papers and his side of the family does. Right. And then it's so severe that it will split the family and she's picking up the pieces of that as well. So this is a whole way to get the communities back together and expose their nonsense and propaganda and their fear-mongering, which they don't like, and they're trying to stop it.
A lot of people they'll pick a newspaper that they think that they trust, and then everything in that newspaper they will believe.
They do.
It's like that way they don't have to research anything. They don't have to think about anything. It's just like they pick something that resonates, the whole magazine resonates with them and they go with it, whatever it says,
To the point where it's, they take it very seriously.
I know people like that. They always tell me they believe in science because the rag that they believe in is always saying that whatever it tells them to believe is based on science. So now they go around thinking they're pro-science, but then if you ask them any scientific question, all they can do is refer you to a journalist in the rag that they're reading. So I've had many arguments with a friend who worships the New York Times. He thinks if it's printed in the New York Times, it has to be the last word on anything,
That's right. They do.
But I keep reminding him that the board of directors of the New York Times is dominated by the drug industry,
We're trying to get that out.
Yeah.
I mean, to say that the media and what's going on in Australia is dominated by the drug industry is it's an extreme understatement, I mean, everywhere you look, these people are involved.
Yeah. So is the vax movie beginning to do well in Australia? Or?
Already has. Went all around the country.
And you think a lot of people are buying that or watching it or whatever?
I think so.
Because that pretty well reveals the pharmaceutical ties to the media, because Del Bigtree was a mainstream producer and director for quite a long time. And he makes a statement in that film that the pharmaceutical corporations dominate the media, because he found out the hard way, because he was trying to find information there among the mainstream and he couldn't find it because it was like a blackout, on vaccine information,
Yeah.
So
that's right. And they did try and stop it. As you know, they seized some passports.
Right.
Of the visas. Ladies.
Yeah.
Seize their passports in the airport here and ban them from re-entering Australia for a year, was it? Don't have that in front of me.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got in a bit of trouble there. They did try and stop it. The media were in a feeding frenzy to stop it, and then it kind of came here, and then it was supposed to premiere at a film festival in Victoria, at the Castlemaine Theatre, and they said they would show it as part of the film festival, and the owners there said they wanted the documentaries are about challenging people and getting discussions going, whether you agree or don't. That should be a documentary's role. But these trolls phoned the cinema up and made all these nasty threats and threats to the public or anyone who attends the movie that they cancelled. And the Castlemaine Theatre organisers came out in a public post and said they were threatened, and the public and their staff were threatened.
Wow.
Quite severely, so they've decided to pull the film. And then they were going to show it outside of the film festival and just have a separate screening, and they were threatened again, so they canned it.
Huh.
And then some other places had the same things, and to the point where the film was being shown in back alleys in Australia. And if you wanted to attend, you went on a website and got your tickets, but they would text you a few hours before the movie was going to show to tell you where it was showing.
And then it's also available on Amazon.com. I think you can download it.
As well, yeah. And then just towards the end of last year, they reignited it, and then they did a big tour around the whole country in a bus and showed it all over the place in big establishments. I had friends who organized it and said they were at standing room only, fully booked out. So it ended up going really well. And the thing the stupid media don't understand, Jim, is that every time they demonized the movie and tried to get everyone to stop watching it, everyone wanted to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, no media is bad media. It's all good media. So they were working in this propaganda overdrive to get people to not go and see the movie, and of course they wanted to see the movie.
Yeah.
And they still don't get it. They're telling everybody that vaccines are good and you got to vaccinate and all this, if we look at the vaccine issue. And so people are starting to feel a little bit spooked. But anyway, the movie did ended up doing well.
Great.
We highlighted last week on the show with Alana, since she's in Queensland, since she came out and started the Healthy Immunity Community, it got picked up by the world's media, and the Daily Mail did a very fair article on it, because parents are being discriminated against in this country, and they're being coerced and bullied and intimidated by the government. And that's not been exposed here before, so now we're exposing the whole no jab system for what it is. And pretty much straight after she got so much airtime, and ABC Australia did an interview with her and Seven News and everything, the newspapers in Queensland came out with a shocking critical alert measles story about a child who supposedly had measles in a mall. Didn't give any names. They just said he was at the mall, and it's a critical alert. But no other information was given, so that was just obviously fake news to pump the measles fear back into everybody. So they're utterly pathetic, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I hope the larger audience begins to see how pathetic they are.
Well, that's why I said I knew this was going to happen. Eventually, the Australian media are going to have to hear this side. There's no way out anymore. You had a doctor up there in Queensland on national television. He basically said live on the national news that unvaccinated families are a threat. And, you know, if children don't get vaccinated, they're going to die.
Yeah.
And he said families who aren't vaccinated are a threat to the community. And as I said, whether you believe in vaccines or not, that's a serious claim. And he needs to explain what he means by that. And he needs to back it up with some evidence. You can't get up on national television and just say this crap. And so it's coming down to the point now where they're going to have to go through this new system that's exposing them and putting this limelight on them, you know, shining the light on them. They're not going to be able to get away with this much longer. So it's finally happening here. It's very positive.
Unfortunately, when people see a doctor talking, they tend to think that that is the evidence, that is the documentation, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't offer anything. They just say you're a threat.
Yeah, but it's coming from a doctor, you know.
Yeah. I mean, at least he could offer something.
Yeah.
But they have this arrogant stance that the science is done. We don't need any more study and do any of this, and you just do what you're told. People aren't buying it anymore. They want more. I think mums and dads out there are saying, give me some more before I jab little Jimmy or I go your way. Show us some more, and we want a national televised debate, for example.
Well, thanks to the internet, you know, the truth is now available to people. They can go home and Google, and they're going to see the anti-vaccines side of the story, you know.
That's right. And as I said, you know, you got these very, very large Facebook groups now, Jim, some with up to 100,000 members and 10 and 20 and 50,000 members. So many other groups, it just never ends. And it's 24/7 information's being posted about this issue. And I know we look deeper generally, but if we're just going to look at that, it's quite new here. It is.
Yeah.
And people have gone along with what they've been told by their doctors and the government, and they've steered them this way for the cattle this way for such a long time now, and they've all bought into this. But it's all starting to look very shaky now, and it's the government are desperate to maintain a lie. So I just put this article up yesterday. After all this has happened and we've had so much, we move a couple of steps in a positive manner forward in this country, they move 10 steps ahead of us. And so they're saying here that flu shots are going to be mandatory in New South Wales for medical staff. So they're starting off in high-risk wards. So doctors and nurses in high-risk hospital wards must get a flu shot before June this year or they will be sacked.
And they don't mention anything about exemptions?
They say here, Health Minister Brad Hazzard.
Yeah.
This guy calls himself a health minister. He's a pharmaceutical bootlicker.
Right.
This guy's a criminal. He's a disgusting creep, to put it lightly. And this guy looks like a hypnotized zombie, Jim, just pushing this whole vaccination thing. I don't know why it doesn't make people suspicious when you got these really psychotic, sociopathic almost politicians up there pushing this thing. But he says staff in wards such as neonatal transplant and cancer must show they have been vaccinated by June 1st or they would be moved or forced to wear a mask. If they resisted, they may be sacked.
Well, you know, in the opposite, the Department of Justice here, like I had told you earlier.
I'm glad you're mentioning that. I lost that story.
Yeah, they
I was trying to
just began litigation against a firm that was mandating vaccines on its employees and threatening that they would be fired if they didn't have vaccines, because a woman stated that she had a religious belief that she should not be vaccinated, and so they threatened to fire her. And so on behalf of her, the Federal Department of Justice is suing this company in order to get punitive damages for her. So that's like a first. I've never seen that. So that's a very optimistic thing, too. I mean, you're telling me a lot of optimistic stuff about Australia, and I And this is about the most optimistic thing we have from the United States, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Under Trump.
Yeah, and it's probably because of the atmosphere that Trump is bringing forward.
Yeah, as I said, you know, I think, you know, we're going the opposite way still.
I thought...
We're waiting for our elections to... We need to change, a whole radical change in the government.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's so bad here.
It's bad, but I hear a lot of positive things recently from you.
Yeah, as well, yeah, that's a people thing. And I think it's... I put up another story about the Labor government in Australia. They're moving to force councils to fluoridate the water.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, we have many, many councils around Australia who are saying we don't want fluoride in the water. Some councils even came out and said, why would we poison and medicate our own people? If you want fluoride, it's non-negotiable here. We're not putting in the water. But now they're going to move to force them. And they're telling you it's good. You'll just do it. This is Walt Secord.
Right.
Another one. It's only just making it... worse, and that's why we're finally, after all these years, we're getting the world to look in to the point. Jim, I put up another article where a UN expert, did you see this? He was astonished at Australian government's anti-democratic slide. So they've written a whole paper on it, on Australian and government, Turnbull, Malcolm Turnbull's. An anti-democratic slide has been criticized by the United Nations Human Rights Council, human rights abuses. And so they delivered this whole massive paper that I posted. It's a special report. So I've got it up on the website. People can download it and read it. It's unbelievable.
I wish it would be a critical mass and they could just totally overthrow the crazy people, you know.
Yeah, as well. I think they're just going to get exposed.
It'd be wonderful if the entire country would just wake up, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But
I know.
Can't believe it's going to happen, but little things are nice, you know.
Yep. So we just keep talking about it and putting the information out as long as we can. I might be censored here soon. So.
Sure.
Thank you, Jim West.
Thank you, Adam. So take care.
Good job. All right, speak soon.
Okay, good night.